At BMS, World Mission, things are changing. For 200 years, we've sent missionaries from the UK to help communities around the world, but now we're doing things differently. We're releasing power into the hands of people who already know their communities best. Instead of working from the top down, we're working side by side, sharing skills, knowledge, and faith in a way that benefits everyone. Mission isn't about us going to them anymore. It's about listening, learning, and supporting.
BMS World Mission, empowering communities and changing lives. Search BMS World Mission.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Matthew chapter 14, verses 15 and 16. That evening, the disciples came to Jesus and said, "This is a remote place and it's already getting late. Send the crowds away so that they can go to the villages and buy food for themselves." But Jesus said, "That isn't necessary. You feed them." You can't blame the disciples. They're probably exhausted trying to keep up with Jesus, who always seemed to have energy to minister to people. When they came to Jesus at the end of this very busy day, they felt that he ought to tell the crowds to go back to their homes. They used the sensible argument that they were in a remote place, that it was getting late, and so it'd be good to encourage the people to go and get some food. But Jesus turned the tables on the disciples. Rather than agreeing with them, he told them to feed the people. They needed to take responsibility for sorting out the situation. When we see situations of need, it's always a relief when we can see someone else who's willing to respond, but that isn't always the case. Sometimes the Lord tells us not to look for anyone else because we need to act. Perhaps you see a person who's deeply unhappy and they simply need someone who will calmly and patiently listen to them. Or you see a person who's struggling financially who needs just a little money to help them through the next few days. On many occasions, you can stand back and bless the Lord that someone else steps in. But there are times when the Lord says to us, "This is your moment. You help them." We should thank God for the welfare state. It's a privilege to live in a country where so many needs are catered for. In many parts of the world, this is not the case. And it's been the thoughtful work of many people, including many Christians, over the years, who've devised a way of supporting the vulnerable. But wonderful as the welfare state may be, there have always been and always will be those who slip through the net. And the Lord calls us to respond. So let me ask you a question. Who might the Lord be asking you to help? Now let me pray with you. Loving God, help us to be willing to respond to those in need, even when it's getting towards the end of the day and we're feeling tired. Amen. Thanks for joining me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is of course available at any time. Hope you have a great day today.
BMS World Mission. Hands on hope. In Jesus' name. Proudly partnering Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards.